When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin drops $1,000 in 5 minutes and a fresh dip below $60,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, as well as the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Also in today's show, NFL quarterback Tom Brady gives a fan one Bitcoin for his historic 600th touchdown pass ball. That's right. The GOAT rewarded a Tampa Bay Bucks fan after wide receiver Mike Evans mistakenly handed him the ball following the historic touchdown. And speaking of the NFL, FTX buys Super Bowl ad slot to promote crypto to an audience of 92 million. Also in today's show, breaking news, the FDIC chairman just stated that regulators are looking at how U.S. banks can hold Bitcoin. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bull market second leg has just started, says Bitcoin price model creator Plan B. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as dissecting these end of the month on-chain base, worst case scenario, Bitcoin price predictions, which shows October closing above $63,000. November above $98,000, and for the month of December, a close above $135,000. Also be breaking down his best case scenario, which is a December close of $450,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Bitcoin fell sharply this morning on October 27th as 60,000 finally gave way to two-week lows. As you can see here in the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin nearing 58,000 at the time of this recording, hitting its lowest since October 15th. In fact, the move follows multiple retests of 60,000, with Bitcoin now taking liquidity and a large support wall with 57,000 as its base. BTFD bought that freaking dip, and as analysts were already prepared with some data suggesting a deeper dive to as low as 50,000 would still preserve the overall bull trend. As crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, Bitcoin couldn't break through 63,600 and test the other side of the range. Might be dropping another time if 61,600 can't break, and then I'm looking at 58,000 next, which is precisely the support we're currently at. And checking out this tweet from Tech Dev, he shares, Bitcoin daily RSI reset to 48. 48,000 levels with stochastic RSI, bottomed out, as he shares right here in this chart. And commenting on the situation, we have Charles Edwards, the CEO of investment firm Capriole Investments, who blamed leveraged traders for sparking the volatility, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. Basically, Bitcoin looks incredible here on most metrics, but leveraged traders have gone out of control. We won't get sustainable price rises until that changes. And then someone asks him, hey, Charles, would you please explain the dynamics of how this works? My naive understanding is that sustained spot selling would need to overpower leveraged longs repeatedly. And Charles Edwards responded, that is basically correct, or the leveraged longs get liquidated / close. So there you have it. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Yesterday he tweeted, I keep staring at this weekly chart. If the RSI goes above 70, like in 2013, in 2017, then potentially we can see crazy parabolic charts like this. As Miles points out here, model price action update, target range of Bitcoin between $450,000 and $520,000, with a bear market low between $65,000 and $75,000, with a peak date of around Christmas, December 25th, with October 4th signaling the mania phase. So there you have it. And the breakdown of how this works, 2021 and average of the previous two cycles, talk about 2013 and 2017. This model seeks to analyze the idea that this cycle so far is showing itself as an average of the two previous cycles. So there you have it, a cycle peak between $450,000 and $520,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And this morning, Plan B updated us. Classic step one, liquidate all leveraged longs. And step two, rocket ship to the moon. And speaking about mass liquidations, data showed $500 million being liquidated in a single hour across major crypto exchanges, resulting in altcoins losing big on the trend reversal. That's right, Ethereum led a bleed from the altcoins on Wednesday, falling below its hard won $4,000 support line, as you can see here on the Ether 1 hour candle chart. Now, several of the top 10 cryptos by market cap saw daily losses of over 15%, including Dogecoin and Solana, while Shiba was still largely in the green, up 23% on the day, and one of the only actually pumping and in the green despite the market turnaround and continuing wild month. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, NFL quarterback Tom Brady gives fan one BTC for his historic 600th touchdown pass ball. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, virtually all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 6%, trading just above $58,800. We have Ether down 4%, trading just above $4,000. Solana down 8%, trading at $191. Cardano down almost 8%, trading at $2 even. Binance Coin down 6%, trading at $454. And Chainlink down 6.6%, trading at $6.61. One of the only major cryptos in the green today is Shiba, up almost 20%. Crazy, eh? But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback Tom Brady nearly lost ownership of the ball behind his 600 touchdown pass, but now he's paying for it in the king of all crypto. In Sunday's game between the Bucks and Chicago Bears, Brady threw his 600th career touchdown pass to fellow teammate Mike Evans. Now keep in mind, he is the only quarterback in history to achieve this. Now the wide receiver, apparently not realizing the significance of that football, handed it off to Byron Kennedy, a fan wearing a jersey with Evans' namesake. And according to Kem Golden, the founder of sports memorabilia auction company Golden Auctions, the ball had to be worth anywhere from $500,000 to $900,000. Now, Kennedy at first seemed to give up the ball in exchange for a vague promise of a meet and greet with the quarterback. However, Brady later revealed on Monday night that the football had been offered to the fan for just one Bitcoin, roughly $62,000 at that time. And quoting Brady here, there were a lot of negotiations in order to get that ball back. Byron realized he lost all of his leverage once he gave the ball away, and so I'm giving him a Bitcoin. That is pretty cool too. At the end of the day, I still think he's making out pretty. Now be honest with me, if you received the 600th touchdown football from the GOAT himself, Tom Brady, would you give it back for one Bitcoin, or would you hold on to it, or would you demand more? Be honest and let me know in the comments right down below. And speaking of the NFL, FTX buys Super Bowl ad slot to promote crypto to an audience of 92 million around the world. That's right, crypto exchange FTX Global has secured an advertisement spot in one of the most watched events in America, the championship game of the National Football League, which is to be held in February 2022. And according to the Bloomberg report, FTX purchased an ad at this year's Super Bowl, motivated by by the wide reach of the audience, the Super Bowl is invariably the top rating TV program of the year and accounts for 28 of the 30 highest rating broadcasts in the United States TV history. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried, founder and CEO of FTX, has made football one of the priorities within a marketing strategy and focuses on sports as the fastest growing customer base for crypto adoption. He goes on to share, there is no bigger, more mainstream event to share a message like that than the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, he's on to something, being the youngest billionaire in the world at age 29. And although the content for the ad or how much FTX paid hasn't been disclosed, NBC's going price for an ad at next year's Super Bowl is $6.5 million. The price of a 30-second ad at the 2021 event was $5.5 million. So there you have it. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, U.S. regulators are exploring policy for banks to handle crypto, says FDIC chairman, as well as Bitcoin bull market second leg has just begun, says Bitcoin price model creator Plan B, as well as I dissect for you his bullish price predictions for the end of October, November, and December. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.5 trillion with $158 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 44.9%, with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have 1inch Network leading the pack, up 45% for the day, trading just above $6. Then Shiba up 29% for the day and 106% for the week. And then Aave up about 10% for the day and 24% for the week, trading at $371. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 76, last week an 82, and last month a 26 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD by that freaking dip when there's blood on the streets. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Jelena McWilliams, the chairperson of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, better known as FDIC, said the agency is working with other regulators in the U.S. to explore under what circumstances the banks can engage in activities involving crypto assets. That's right, this is a pretty big deal. In a speech at the Money 2020 FinTech Conference on Monday, McWilliams said the FDIC, in coordination with the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, is looking to provide regulatory clarity for banks handling crypto assets, including stablecoins. The chairperson said the FDIC planned to issue a series of policy statements in the coming months on guidance for banks. And checking out macro guru Raul Powell's response, I think we can firmly take they'll ban it FUD off the table. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And according to McWilliams, stablecoins have many potential benefits to consumers, such as faster, cheaper, and more efficient payments. However, she claimed that if one or more were to become a dominant form of payment in the U.S. or globally, there would be significant effects on that country's financial stability, with funds no longer being held in insured banks. In order to realize the potential benefits stablecoins have to offer while accounting for potential risks, stablecoins should be subject to well-tailored government oversight, said the FDIC chair. Person, that oversight should rest on the foundation that stablecoins issued from outside the banking sector are truly backed one-to-one by safe, highly liquid assets. And McWilliams' remarks came the same day that Bloomberg reported that many U.S. regulators have agreed on the SEC leading the nation's efforts to regulate stablecoins. The Department of the Treasury said back in July it was exploring the creation of a type of banking charter for stablecoin issuers, and the seeming lack of regulatory clarity concerning digital assets in the United States has been an issue for many firms fearing legal action or forms of government backlash. Some lawmakers have put forward legislation for U.S. regulators to work with participants in the crypto space to better define what's expected of them. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin bull market second leg has officially begun, says Bitcoin price model creator Plan B, as well as I break down for you his bullish Bitcoin price predictions between now and the end of the year, as well as his best case scenario. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 960 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin market new all-time highs of 67,000 last week has opened the possibility of hitting $100,000 by this year's end. Personally, I feel it's destiny and it will be easy peasy. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. Now, Plan B, creator of the popular Bitcoin stock to flow model, called Bitcoin's price retracement from the $60,000 level the second leg of what appeared like a long-term bull market. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin bull market second leg has started. And in this chart, it compares Bitcoin after the 2012, 2016, and 2020 halving. As you can see where we're currently at, right here in the red. And in doing so, the Synonymous analyst cited stock to flow model, which anticipates Bitcoin to continue its leg higher and reaching $100,000 to $135,000 before the end of this year. Now, the price projection model insists that Bitcoin's value will keep on growing until at least $288,000 per BTC due to the halving event, an event that takes place every 4 years and reduces Bitcoin's issuance rate by half against its 21 million supply cap. Now, notably, Bitcoin has undergone three halvings so far, as we all know, 2012, 2016, and 2020. Each event decreased the crypto's new supply rate by 50%, which has followed by notably increases in the Bitcoin price. And for instance, the first two halvings prompted Bitcoin's price to rise over 10,000% and 2,960%, respectively. And the third halving caused the price to jump so far from 8,787 to a high of 67,000, which is a 667% increase. And so far, stock to flow has been largely accurate in predicting Bitcoin's price trajectory, as shown in this chart right here on your screen, leaving the bulls with higher hopes that Bitcoin's post-halving rally will have its price cross that epic six-figure mark. Now, Plan B noted earlier in the year that Bitcoin will reach at least $98,000 by the end of November and $135,000 for a December close, adding that the only thing that would stop the crypto from hitting a six-digit value is a black swan event that the market has not seen in the last decade. And checking out his throwback tweet he published on June 20th with eerie accuracy, check this out. He said, my worst case scenario for 2021 on-chain base, August, 47,000, right on the money. September, 43,000, again, right on the money. October, which is over in just three more days, 63,000. November, 98,000. And December, 135,000 per BTC. And I remind you, these are worst case scenarios. So it's very important I point out his best case scenario is a December close of 450,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now let's discuss a potential 80% crash. Despite the high price projections, Bitcoin can still see big corrections in the future. Plan B thinks that the next crash should wipe out at least 80% of Bitcoin's market cap based on the historic stock to flow model. Quoting him here, everybody hopes for the super cycle or the hyper Bitcoinization to start right now and that we don't have a big crash after next all-time highs. The analyst told the on-chain podcast, adding the following, as much as I would hope that were true, that we don't see that crash anymore, I think we will. I think we'll be managed by greed right now and fear later on and see another minus 80% after we top out at a couple $100,000. And running the math, what would that look like hypothetically if we hit 200K and then corrected 80%? That would be a $160,000 correction, taking us back down to 40 G's. But not everyone thinks that the next correction will be as dramatic as the previous ones. Dan Moorhead, CEO of Pantera Capital, said in a mid-October interview that the next Bitcoin price drop will be less than 80%, citing a consistent drop in selling sentiment after each halving cycle. And last week, Bitcoin established a new record high, as we all know, touching 67,000, following a 53% rally in October thus far. But the new highs prompted profit taken amongst traders, resulting in recess of that $60,000 support level. So there you have it. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to close before the end of this year? Do you think we can potentially hit 450,000 as Plan B's best case scenario? Do you feel we'll at least hit six figures, 100,000 minimal? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price drops $1,000 in 5 minutes and a fresh dip below $60,000. Also in today's show, we discuss NFL quarterback Tom Brady gives fan one BTC for his historic 600th touchdown pass ball, as well as breaking news. U.S. regulators are exploring policy for banks to handle crypto, says FDIC chairman, as well as this Bitcoin bull market second leg is just getting started, says Bitcoin price model creator Plan B. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to wish Katie Lux a happy birthday, a long-term subscriber and supporter of the show. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. JV, oh yeah, he's the man. Best crypto news in the crypto sphere. Let's freaking go quarter four bulls. Woot woot. Thanks for your dedication and resilience in this crazy matrix, JV. Wow, Rand Paul Awesome. Help me wish Katie Lux a happy birthday in the comments right down below. And our next featured comment comes from G. Dean, who wrote, JV, always a fantastic show. I wish I could get them live, but I gotta work. Bitcoin will close December at 84,000 after a brief stop above 100K. I like the momentum. However, there's so much shorting and manipulation slash volatility that would hold the price down. January may close above 100,000 if the buyers have money left after Xmas spending. My response, thanks for sharing your insights. G. Dean, I appreciate you. Tuning in, fam. Now for our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Super Geek Toys, who wrote, oh, this episode is fire. All these stories are signs of mass acceptance and growth potential. Almost time to go all in. Almost. Thank you for another amazing video, JV. To the moon. My response, all in, BTFD, Bitcoin Q4, 220,000. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.